All right. We are the independent 88.5 FM here in Southern California. We call it an 88.5 live at home session, which is a handful, but that's what it is. Matthew Logan Vasquez is on the screen on the other side, and I'm assuming the whole band, the Delta Spirit, is behind you.
They're somewhere around here.
All right. How you doing? Are you maintaining your sanity while in quarantining? And how big is your bubble? Is it just bandmates and immediate family?
Well, currently this week's bubble is bandmates and a couple record people.
Yeah.
Joel Habishaw.
I know him. I know him well. Your record people are working quite hard for you. So you could feel good about that. DeltaSpirit.net is the website. The new record's been out for, really just a few days now, called What Is There? And our listeners have been hearing the song It Ain't Easy on the air for a few weeks now. It's a great radio song. So thanks for delivering that to us.
Thank you so much for enjoying it.
My pleasure, my man. So I guess you've been to the radio station more than a handful of times with Delta Spirit, or as a solo artist, or as a collaborator with some other people. And God willing, one day you'll be able to come into the studio once again here in Southern California. But where are you right now?
Currently, we're all holed up and centralized into Nashville, Tennessee. We're just doing what radio we can do and doing the promotion of everything, all our late night TV kind of things, just getting recorded in a studio, actually one of Journey's studios.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. Diamond record holder.
Do you feel like the creative juices are flowing, especially now because you're in Journey's recording studio?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I bet.
City by the Bay, Nashville.
So you, elephant in the room, I guess you could say. Delta Spirit was on a brief hiatus, and since then you've put out, something like 3 solo records. You did the Glorietta thing as well, which was a record that we were really digging on at the time. How is everybody's headspace? Did the break suit you all well? Creatively, we're all feeling pretty good.
Yeah, we all needed the break from each other, just creatively, to be able to love the collaboration again. You have these Venn diagrams with collaboration, and that's the honey spot of making something that we can all be very passionate about and focus into that. But you leave those outer circles unfocused and they get angry at you, and you have to,
but tame it's not that like muse. It's especially with yourself, it's not like you stopped making music,
No. And everybody else kept playing music too, and traveling and producing and falling in love and making babies and doing all sorts of things. And for me, I'm probably definitely the most public one because I've been putting out so many records, but it's after each one of those little projects, I'd poke my head out and look around and be like, is it time? And we'd all kind of be like, no. And then it was in 2018 after the Glorietta thing. I think for me, I got really into collaboration after Glorietta. And so that was like, man, wouldn't it be fun if we get a bunch of friends and record in a house and make some music? And it's like, wait, I did that in Delta Spirit. That was our first record. And it was like, let's just do that. And so we worked in New York, and we did the same thing in Orange County, California, and then Wimberley, Texas. And then we finished it up at Sonic Ranch outside of El Paso in Tornillo, Texas, right on the border.
The record that you just put out, What Is There, was that completed before everyone went into lockdown in March? Basically ready to go? And I imagine there was a whole plan in place to promote the album and possibly go on tour for 100-150 days out of the year.
That was in the works. Yeah. Things like with records and touring, everything's a year to 9 months in advance. So the record was getting mastered around the time that we played our last show, which was the last time, the last night you could have live music in California. We were at Great American and on our way down to Los Angeles to play Terragram, and it got canceled. So we went home, and that was it. Two shows for Delta Spirit.
That's insane. So many artists who I talk to feel like the record that they just put out is going to be their long lost record because they don't feel like they could promote properly like they would normally would do under normal circumstances. But I mean, you guys just did a Twitch performance.
Yeah.
So you're embracing the whole, you know, virtual aspect of things, which is great. There are some things that bands could do to remain accessible to their fans.
Sure. And
stuff like this.
I've gotten to do a couple live Zoom shows for fans, and those have been cool because they get their own personalized record, and they'll have that memory. And I've done some lawn shows and things that I just never had time to do. I've had time to do, and also be a dad and teach my kid how to ride a bike and swim. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Maybe the priorities. Silver lining of all of this stuff is, you know, looking back and maybe not feeling how frustrated we were, but feeling, you know, how great it was to spend more time with the fam.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time my life has been without a clock or a schedule or knowing what I'm going to do 9 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
Since 2005.
I don't know about you, but when I'm not doing this, I'm watching Sesame Street and playing with Play-Doh and riding tricycles outside, you know.
Yeah.
And not a lot of my coworkers fully understand exactly, you know, we were told to stay home. And so this is what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're really lucky living in Texas. We have river access by our house. So we've been swimming and fishing and doing those kind of outdoor things that, you know, when you live in suburbia, it's really tough to get to go do and get that space away from people. So, you know, feel wealthy in that regard.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of hanging out with family, I tell you you call it a lyric video for the song Home Again. You talk about tug at your inner heartstrings. I mean, your son is in the video and it's just a heartwarming sort of family thing. I also did want to ask you about the video for How About It. When you're looking at the credits, director of photography, there's like 50 people on there. There's 30. How is that video sourced? And the imagery of the video is quite powerful as well. How'd you put that together?
Michael Parks Randa, this incredible filmmaker, he and I have had a friendship since the second MLV record, and then he did the Glorietta music video, and then he's done all my friends' music videos ever since then. And he's just been a guru at finding just amazing cinematic people that have great stories. And this music video was no different. And he was able to kind of crowdsource through our social media and a few other social medias and get these awesome people to kind of tell their COVID story. I think the treatment before that was something about LSD and a man's relationship to his dog. And the dog was going to tell him to kind of take care of yourself. And it was kind of a bad treatment. And then this ended up being, you know, something cinematic and serious and beautiful. And I mean, kudos to him. He's actually been part of our pod this week with our own personal South by Southwest here in Nashville.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, we've all flown here to this one spot so that we can do all of this press. And he's a part of that crew. He's so special.
That's cool, man. Well, kudos to all of you for putting together a series of good videos, which are out there right now. Again, deltaspirit.net is where people can find the content. There's cassettes. I would love one. I don't know how I would play one. There's CDs, and people could order the vinyl as well. I've been telling people in this day and age, if you want to support an artist, go buy the merch, buy the t-shirts, buy the records online. It might not be a lot, but a little bit goes a long way. You can't buy a ticket for a show.
Order it through a record store.
You know, order it through a record store. Exactly. They're hurting right now. Independent venues and record stores. Yeah, it's really amazing what's happening in the economy. Couple more questions real quick before we rip into a couple of brand new songs, I imagine, right? A couple of new ones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last time I talked to you, maybe it wasn't the last go around, but maybe the previous time, you were ready to move to Norway.
Oh, yeah.
How long were you there? What was that experience like? And how tough was it to be far from home?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the last solo record, Lighten Up, and listen to the relationship lyrics of this one, you'll hear how that all went. We were basically, you know, the sun sets at 3 p.m. and I got, you know, Vasquez starts with a V, ends with a Z, hates the winner.
Yeah.
That was kind of that vibe. It was amazing. And you do things for people, that, family that you love, but ultimately we didn't see a future there.
Right.
America is still the best. When, for everybody that's like, if the, whatever president is president, I'm moving and I'm leaving the country, it doesn't work. Just
right.
saying.
I read that in a Spin article, I think, that you recently did, is you said that your people's skin becomes like transparent or translucent because the sun just kind of disappears.
Yeah, people hibernate and they don't see each other for months at a time. And then they're like, oh, hello, how are you? And
yeah.
You also see people standing outside sunbathing in 50-degree weather just because they're so starved for that.
Yeah.
Vitamin.
But, well, it's nice to have you back.
It's so good to be back. I love this country. I love our culture, even though we're still figuring out how to love each other. But it's ours. So this is the one we got. Let's do our best.
Might as well take ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that attitude, my man. Again, Delta Spirit with a new record called What Is There. It's available right now. Man, you guys knocked it out of the park. I hope you feel like you guys did a really good thing because it's so good. It's
Thanks,
so good.
Mookie.
Yeah, you got it. So what songs are we going to get today? I'll go ahead and mute myself when you're ready to play them.
We're going to do Home Again. And we're going to do The Pressure. And we're going to do It Ain't Easy.
I'll let you go right into it. There was also something that was mentioned in the Spin article about tinkering with psychedelic guitar solos. Is that a true thing?
Yeah.
Or sonically,
we dedicated a whole day.
Is that right?
Yeah, we had 12 mics up on two guitar amps running in parallel. One of them was a AC30 top boost and then Ministry's Marshall half stack.
You're speaking gear speak, and I have no idea what you
just
said.
Okay, basically, like, two of the most iconic amps, and one of them was owned by a demonic industrial band. I mean, Ministry.
Oh, Ministry.
And it was so loud that it was just, like, echoing out into the desert, and it was amazing.
I love it. I hope by just speaking to you now, people are intrigued to check out the new record. I lost you. I can't
I'm
see
here
you
still.
Anymore. Are you here still?
Joel, it came back and then you, oh, there we go. I'm back.
All right, cool. So you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, my man. Delta Spirit here. And this is 88.5 FM.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We are the Independent 88.5 FM, a powerful performance, if you will, from Matthew Logan Vasquez and Delta Spirit. It's been great to catch up with you. We wish you well in all of your musical endeavors. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here and let you go do some other things?
Peace of mind from our band is 2020 is the year of acceptance and loving people. Or figuring out how to love people is the most important thing. That's it.
I love it. Once we blast this out everywhere, we'll tag you relentlessly on socials. So hopefully you'll be seeing it.
Can't wait. Can't wait to visit you guys once we can.
Yeah, we miss you, man. You're part of the fabric of this radio station because you've visited us so many times.
I mean, it's just what you do when you're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You go there, and then you go to Paquito Mas.
I love it. God willing, we'll be able to do that soon.
Yes, please.
All right, my man. I'll talk to you later.
Hold the bra.